At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The jury in the federal corruption trial of John Wiley Price begins deliberating his fate this morning. The Dallas County Commissioner faces charges of bribery, mail fraud, and tax evasion, Bill Zeebel reports.
The testimony's been described as detailed, boring, even confusing. Yesterday, government and defense attorneys distilled 8 weeks of the trial into just a few hours. Prosecutor Catherine Miller started off. For 10 years, she said, John Wiley Price doubled his salary while leaking information to political consultant Kathy Neely to help her clients who sought contracts with Dallas County. Miller said Price compromised his office and his integrity. She says the longtime county commissioner took bribes in the form of money sent through the mail, as well as cars owned by Neely, and real estate through deals with Neely and Price assistant Daphne Fain, as well as a business owned by Fain, who's also on trial. Prosecutors allege Price hid from the IRS the $1 million he gained over those years. Former federal prosecutor Matt Orwig is now a partner with Winston and Strawn in the Dallas office. He says the tax case is the strongest of the charges leveled against Price.
And the hardest for Commissioner Price's team to have to deal with. That's a uphill climb, I think, for the defense. But again, they only have to sow doubt. They don't have to prove anything.
Three defense attorneys tried sowing that doubt during closing arguments. Daphne Fain's lawyer, Tom Mills, said his client conspired against no one, did nothing illegal, and even disclosed tax documents about a large purchase. Mills says she wanted full disclosure and transparency. During the trial, prosecutors weren't always transparent. On several occasions, they did not turn over government evidence to the defense. Orwig says those mistakes won't likely ruin the government's case for the jury.
But it's just one more data point. They see that the government is not infallible and therefore could have made some mistakes. And the defense lawyers are good enough to exploit that to its fullest.
During closing arguments, Price attorney Chris Knox did his best to capitalize on those mistakes. Orwig says even if the jury agrees with the government on some but not all counts, prosecutors would call it a victory. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
A few years ago, a national study found fewer black men in medical school in 2014 than in 1978. Recruiters decided they had to step up their game. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs project, Lauren Silverman talked with a doctor in Dallas who created a tool to connect minority medical students with schools.
Dr. Dale Koradudu knows two worlds, medicine and basketball.
A lot of people call me Dr. Dale. Right now we're at Crescentwood Baptist Church in the basketball recreational gym.
Koradudu is a huge fan and comes here to play with his son. He says making it as a professional ball player, like making it as a doctor, requires dedication, mentorship, and practice. Unlike basketball, though, medical school recruiters don't come to you.
It's very difficult to get recruited. You try to go to these recruitment fairs that happen all across the country, but that costs time, that costs money. The vast majority of students just can't do that.
Koradudu has been on a mission to get more minority students interested in becoming doctors. A few years ago, he began a series of inspirational videos called Black Men in White Coats.
My name is Curtis Moore. I am a cardiology fellow at UT.
My name is Ejiofor Ezekwe.
I'm Kafur Jirasa. I am a physician scientist.
And I am a black man in a white coat.
And while the videos were a success, he realized inspiration alone doesn't provide the direct connection students need to apply. That's why he launched an online recruitment tool called Premed Star. It links students interested in medical school with people in admissions, like Dr. Cedric Bright.
I'm excited about it because it's a virtual platform.
Bright is an assistant dean at the University of North Carolina Medical School. UNC ranks near the top when it comes to graduation rates for African Americans and Native Americans. He says it's about time millennial students can connect virtually from anywhere in the world with admissions officers.
Average student who applies to medical school applies to over 15 different schools. And certainly you want to have some type of a platform where you have that ability to interact with admissions officers to make that determination whether that is a fit for you.
Picture it like a Match.com for pre-med students. You create a profile, select schools you're interested in, and people like Dr. Bright get an alert. So far, PreMedStar has about a dozen medical schools signed up and partnerships with national student associations and the for-profit college company Kaplan, Inc. Obed Figueroa, a diversity consultant in New York, has studied how schools are recruiting underrepresented medical students. He says there are barriers for these students in the application process, like low exam scores and high costs, and for admissions officers.
In medical school, committees are less forgiving for blemishes that one may have experienced. It's a competitive process.
Figueroa's research shows universities can boost the number of minority med students by partnering with student organizations, offering intensive test prep, and creating a K-12 science pipeline. So why invest the time and the money? For one thing, there's a national doctor shortage.
Students of color are more likely to choose primary care and family practice as a specialty, and this is where the need is greatest.
That's why med school applicant Larry Bellow is considering becoming a primary care doctor. To connect with schools, he's signed up online for the free PreMedStar program.
Because I felt that it was going to be very helpful, not just to me as a non-traditional student, but to me as a minority student.
Bellow, who's in his late 30s, was born in Dominica in the Caribbean. He already has a PhD and is an adjunct biology professor at the University of Texas at Galveston. Even with all that experience,
I'm still the needle in the haystack. You may stand out as someone coming into med school as a minority from undergrad with a 4.0 GPA. However, if you're coming in after being in grad school for 7-8 years, you don't stand out as much.
Bellow hopes his profile on PreMedStar helps him get noticed and shows other minority students one pathway to the medical schools that are so eager to find them. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Forecast calls for partly sunny skies, a high near 82 today. Temperatures will drop to around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 83. 68 degrees in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Tyler. 64 in Wichita Falls.